what I'm into now is I've really tried to get away from attachment to something other than the process.
Mm.
And being in the mountain perhaps has something to do with it, having gone from the LA River, which was, you know, like this tumultuous problem of, you know, humans in the world and capitalism and manufacturing and waste. And that took me to the bird shit pieces, which were really a penultimate, or what would be at the bottom, the antipopulin, if that's the word. Anyways, the bottom. Right. And I think I couldn't go any further. And so leaving that kind of filthy, low space, or the lowest space in LA, and coming to, you know, a mountain that's, you know, almost 11,000 square feet high, was a whole other shift. Mm. And what I found here was that the beauty of it, though always inspiring, got messed up when I thought about it as any sort of content for work.
Mm.
So when I did try and do a few things, like say the project I did for the hammer with the leaves that mm-hmm. had text on them,
mm-hmm.
it ruined my walking in the woods because I would think about the art world.
Mm-hmm.
This happened many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
So what that led me to think was that my experiences, like the most important experiences to me, had to be primary and could not be used for something else.
But how do you avoid, I mean, it's something I think about as a writer as well, but how do you have primary experiences in your life? And yet you're also an artist. How do you avoid becoming a scavenger from life for the world that you're speaking to, the audience that you're speaking to, in this artificial mm-hmm. kind of realm? Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the easiest way to do it is to accept that's a natural process. That is what being is. Being is, you are permeated, and you permeate. So, you know, you're just mixed up in this thing, and it's flowing through you. And experience is this huge incomplete project.
Mm-hmm.
It's very random. It's very incomplete. Things just drift into your consciousness. I think Henry James described it as a giant spider web inside the mind,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, little motes would get stuck here and there.